When Candace Jackson, acting head of the Education Department's Office of Civil Rights, recently said that 90% of campus sexual assaults, quote, fall into the category of we were both drunk, we broke up, and 6 months later, I find myself under a Title IX investigation, unquote, it caused an uproar.
She quickly apologized, saying, quote, all sexual harassment and sexual assault must be taken seriously, end quote. But the exchange only brought more attention to the way the federal government is handling sexual assault cases on university campuses. And the show's Lauren Gilger joins us now with more on this debate. And Lauren, it sounds like this is a pretty different approach than what the Obama administration had taken, right?
Right. Well, under President Obama, guidance came down that lowered the standard of evidence for campus sexual assault cases, basically making it easier for the accuser to win the case. But the word guidance is key here. Nothing was ever set into law, leaving this new procedure kind of up to interpretation. Now, under the Trump administration and Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, that guidance may be walked back. She has commented publicly that while lives have been ruined by sexual assault, lives have also been ruined by allegations of sexual assault. This is because critics say the campus courts have been unfair to the accused, suggesting they are like kangaroo courts. So did Obama-era Title IX guidance go too far? According to Jeannie Sue Gerson, professor of law at Harvard University, that might be the case. She wrote about this subject for The New Yorker recently, and I spoke with her more about it. And I asked her about something that DeVos said, that campus sexual assault cases have problems with evidentiary standards, like due process. Is that her experience?
Yes, I think that many people who are very concerned about sexual misconduct on campus want to see it addressed very seriously, have been also unhappy about the way in which these campus tribunals, as they have played out, have been very unfair to both sides. And so some victims' advocates groups have complained about unfairness, and many accused students and their advocates have complained about unfairness. Both sides have had problems with the idea of fairness. Certainly the accused side has had more reason to be concerned, that because there's kind of a feeling from the government and in the media that we didn't do enough in the past to address sexual misconduct, now there's a feeling that, well, now it's open season and you can just find people responsible for sexual misconduct even where there isn't sufficient evidence or where the processes that are used are very unfair.
Right. So do you think there was an overcorrection by universities and the Obama administration, sort of that they stopped turning a blind eye to campus assault and harassment problems, but do you think that they kind of created new issues in the way that they went about this?
They definitely created new issues in the way that they implemented it. So a lot of unfair things have happened as a result. I do not believe that it was the intention of the Education Department to make it an unfair process. But in reality, when you look at the details of what a lot of colleges and universities have been doing, it is really shockingly unfair. And so there have been a lot of lawsuits over the past 2 years by people who were expelled or suspended from their colleges for sexual misconduct, claiming violations of due process or of basic fairness. And courts in the last 2 years seem to be agreeing in large part with what those students are saying.
Yeah. So can you give us an example of that? Is there a case you've seen that shows this really clearly?
So some schools decided that they were going to disallow attorneys from participating in the process. So attorneys for the accused or for the victim. Some have allowed attorneys for the victim to participate, but not the attorneys for the accused. Some have decided not to show the accused a complaint. So the accused sometimes didn't know what exactly he or she was charged with.
So what about activists, though, who say on the other side of this argument that campuses still don't fully protect students from assault and that rolling back any gains like these would be detrimental to vulnerable populations?
I think we need to not take a very simple view that it's one or the other. You can think that it is still the case that campuses are not doing enough to fight sexual assault. And you could also think that when they are doing something, they're getting it wrong by being unfair. So I think we have to really resist the idea that because Obama administration did something, a set of things that were designed to help sexual assault victims, that changing any of it means that you're against victims and you're rolling things back. I really see it as a time for refinement of what was initially set forth, almost like there was a first draft and schools then went ahead and tried to implement that first draft and did a whole bunch of things. And it's only natural that you're going to find a whole bunch of kinks. So so we should take this opportunity to look at what is going right and what is going wrong. I do not think that the advocates for sexual assault victims would say that what they want is an unfair process for the accused. So it's not really rolling things back if what they're doing is improving fairness for all parties.
Jeannie Sue Gerson is a professor of law at Harvard University and wrote about this for The New Yorker. Jeannie, thanks so much for coming on the show to talk to us about this.
No problem.
And if the directives behind the Title IX guidance for prosecutions on campuses are murky, so are the protections for victims, or so our next guest revealed with her reporting from the campus of Baylor University in Waco, Texas. ESPN writer Paula Levine, author of Violated, Exposing Rape at Baylor University Amid College Football's Sexual Assault Crisis, broke open campus sexual assault cover-ups at Baylor University, and she found a system that often left both the victim and the accused unsatisfied.
Our investigation started with a couple high-profile cases involving football players, and it prompted us to look further. And what we found was that there was a long-standing culture at Baylor, which is the world's largest Baptist university, of not even acknowledging that this is a problem. I mean, this happened at campuses across the country, but something that was unique at Baylor was its Christian leanings. And there was hardly an acknowledgement there that students were having sex. And so for them to acknowledge that not only were they having sex, but that there was violent non-consensual sex going on was quite a leap. So that really prevented any awareness, prevented women from coming forward, and then also prevented the school from having a system set up to address cases when they came forward. And that was at the school, at the upper administration level, and obviously also within the football program.
So under the Obama administration, there had been guidance that campus sexual assault cases would be handled and investigated more aggressively under Title IX. So critics will say, right, that what happened under the Obama administration set up sort of kangaroo courts, that these were unfair to the accused. So what I want to talk about is, in your experience at Baylor and covering this case, what was the experience for victims of reporting and going through that case in your experience?
And I've heard that complaint about the procedure being unfair to the accused. The complainants, the victims, are also not happy with the process, even in cases where they receive a favorable outcome, where it's determined that the accused is responsible. They feel somewhat let down, burdened, dissatisfied with the process. It takes a very long time in a lot of these cases. There's not a lot of communication. But at the end of the day, I mean, you know, they feel they do get some sort of justice if the person they've accused is found responsible. The other thing I think it's important is the fact that this process isn't just about determining whether or not someone was responsible for an act of sexual violence. It's also supposed to be determining how to make the complainant, who's often, most often a woman, how to make this woman safe on campus, how to make it so that she can continue her education.
Do you think that those women who went through this trial at Baylor felt like they were safer on campus afterward?
I think some did. I think some didn't. I talked to women who thought it was wonderful. They felt like they were heard. And I talked to other women who just felt like it was another trauma for them to go through.
Yeah. So do you think the Obama administration's guidance on this, which was meant to help victims, went too far?
There was that criticism. I mean, they clearly felt that in some of these cases that the university was too quick to act. I mean, there was one particular example of a case that came to the university's attention after all this stuff started happening, and the administration, according to what he said, basically said he was gone from campus even before the Title IX office really started an investigation. And, you know, that created a huge outcry from people saying, this process is so unfair, you know, you're afraid of bad publicity, and you're just completely denying the student-athlete due process. So it was like a pendulum swing, right?
Right,
I think
right.
That's something you see at a lot of these schools, that they get criticism for not reacting quickly to the victims. And so then they go all the way in the other direction and they get accused of acting too swiftly and robbing people of due process. I don't think it's too much to ask them to do it right for both sides.
Right. So where is that middle ground? What would that look like?
I think one thing that I don't necessarily think anyone would argue with is, you know, take care of the counseling issues, the academic issues. You know, if she feels like she can't be in a class with the person she's accused, address that. And then to speed up this process. I think that's a big problem with both sides, is that it takes such a long time. I mean, it drags on for months. And then lastly, universities need to be more transparent. I think more transparency would go a long ways in helping both parties feel that the process is more fair and more thought out.
All right. Paula Levine is a writer for ESPN and the author of the new book, Violated: Exposing Rape at Baylor University Amid College Football Sexual Assault Crisis. Paula, thanks so much for the time.
You're quite welcome.